Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Heard from a man who wound up on a contact tracer's list with a positive test result for COVID-19 who never was tested. I mean, folks, if this doesn't suit alarm bells off in your head and red flags flying everywhere, I mean, I don't know what will. The problem is, this isn't the only case, David. We have at least three cases of this in three different states.
Yeah, that's right. I had seen the
One that we just played from Tennessee, but I had reported on cases out of Florida and Kentucky, where you had in Kentucky, you had a couple of women, and they go to get the test done. The first thing they do is they take your name, they get in line, and then it's taking too long, and they're not really have any, I don't think they had any symptoms, so they got out of line and went home. Then they get a call 2 days later that they're positive. Similar thing happened in Florida. A person was told 2 days later they didn't take the test. They got in line. She talked about it. She said, well, I went. I didn't have any symptoms at all. And then I found they told me this is not for people who are asymptomatic. So unless you've got fever or something like that, we're not going to give you a test. So she got out of line and she went home. And then she got a report that she had tested positive. And then they came after her and they said, now you've got to prove that you don't have it. We're going to put you on the list. We're going to quarantine you. We're going to put you under house arrest and so forth.
And now they force you to take a test. Again, that's illegal.
Yeah, exactly. So you're going to have to prove to us that you don't have it. Well, which is basically where all of us are anyway, because we're all presumed to be diseased. And everywhere we go, we have to wear a mask, okay, or stay under quarantine, which is what they've done in the past. But this particular case out of Tennessee, the way they explained it in Florida, they had a USF professor get on, and he said, well, here's the problem. We take their information, and then they get in a line, and they get in a very long line. Many times they're in a car or something like that. They get tired of waiting. They get in a line, and they go home. And then when they get up there, all the results are shifted. And so we got people who are getting positive results and aren't positive, people who are getting negative results who are not negative. So we get the stuff all mixed up because they get out of sequence. And I looked at this, I thought, what are we talking about here? These are the same people who are writing. These are our medical experts who are all about science. And they can't keep track of the people there. They can't verify that at the beginning.
There's no way that that's even possible unless you have just complete incompetent boobs running this thing, maybe you have.
We got Three Stooges medical experts here.
But you know what? Here's
Curly will take your number up at the front.
Yeah, like, oh, that wasn't him. And it's like, oh, yeah, exactly. But, you know, here, again, David, it all comes back to the fact, what are we even doing here? This thing is a hoax, man.
That's right.
And we all just play along. I mean, that's what really upsets me about this, David. Again, and it comes back to people can't even think. They literally can't even think for themselves anymore just to realize how big of a hoax. Why are we still playing along with this? But then part of the reason why we're playing along with this is straight up, people need money. They need jobs. So, yeah, you can hire a few hundred thousand contact tracers across the United States and pay them whatever money they're going to get with taxpayer dollars. You were just talking about how Abbott just doled out hundreds of millions of dollars for this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, contact tracers, quote unquote, are going to be lining up to get this job, and they're going to do their job. They won't even think again. They're not even going to think what they're a part of. They're not even care. They are more desperate for money than they are for freedom.
It's corruption because we look just here in Texas, right? We have this company, MTX, that's up in Frisco, Texas. $300 million contract, and you got a lot of people in Texas press, Democrats are looking for something in the Republican governor. I think they found it, quite frankly. And I'm not going to support this guy anymore after what he's done with the mask mandates and this corruption with MTX. He should be finished. Because what he did was he gave a $300 million contract to a company nobody had ever heard of before. And we've had citizen activists and journalists go up there to their office. It's completely empty. It's a little tiny office, completely empty. They've got a contract, $300 million in the state of Texas. They've got a contract with New York for doing contact tracing. And the guy who allegedly runs this, he's got a fake CV from college that he allegedly attended, and they did a check on him. No, he doesn't have a degree from here. I mean, the whole thing is a scam, but a lot of money.
That's what it is. Yeah. And, of course, you're going to have willing foot soldiers who have no clue what they're a part of, really don't think or care what they're a part of, because they need money. So, yeah, they strangled our economy long enough to make people desperate enough to do whatever they ask them to do.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back. It's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
This is the InfoWars Alex Jones Show, Owen Troyer and David Knight in studio right now. David, I'm just frustrated on so many different levels with this fake pandemic, with the masking, the contact tracing. It's just unbelievable. But again, I think what upsets me the most, because I expect that from the deep state, I expect that from the New World Order, I expect that from the globalists. But what is sad is I didn't expect my fellow Americans to just be such sheep, to just be such sheep and go along with it. But I guess it just ties into the tune of everything. It's just ignore facts, ignore science, and go with my feelings, do whatever the television tells me to do. I can't think for myself. I don't want to. That's too hard. And so, I mean, we just have all these examples of the fake pandemic, the COVID hoax. Not to mention it comes out of China, but nobody seems to really care what's going on there. And we suffer all of it, David. We have suffered through all of it. A fake pandemic from a Chinese flu that came out of a Wuhan lab that has direct ties to Gates and Fauci, said Gauchi, and even Obama. And you know what? Here's what it comes down to, David. I'm going to say this until the cows come home. As long as these men are not in jail, you will continue to see this country under a relentless attack. So, President Trump, that's a cute mask you got on here. Why don't you start putting the criminals in jail that are trying to destroy your life, your family, but more importantly, because I see you've put the country ahead of your family, this country. So why don't you realize putting on the mask doesn't do jack crap to stop Bill Gates from ramming a needle into your child's veins and killing them and making a slave? So this contact tracing is just another part of the tyranny.
The mask is not patriotic. And after he did that, you had a grocery store chain join a lot of other grocery store chains and retailers to say, we're not going to let you come in without a mask. That was Winn-Dixie in Florida. They said, well, it's not because of President Trump, because they didn't want to get Goya'd again, right?
Which I guess you'd be banned because it has Dixie in the name now.
That's right. Well, that's exactly it. They are in the crosshairs of the cancel culture. I talked about this morning how Trader Joe's is having to rebrand because they had a petition of only 1,500 people. So you can change things, folks. You really can. I want to talk about a flash mob here, and we've got a report here. We'll show you what they're doing in Utah. Had somebody send this to me who was part of the group, who is on the grassroots level there, defendingutah.com. And if you want to send me news reports, by the way, you can send that to davidknightshow@protonmail.com. I appreciate that when people send this stuff to me. Before we go to that, though, I just want to say one more thing about contact tracing. And that is, going back to where this it was about 11 days before this all began, March the 6th, this all shut down officially on the 17th. I mean, it was rolling out over the weekend. The last normal day we had was Friday the 13th. Maybe that should tell you something, right? 127 days this has been going on. But it was 11 days before that that we had reports coming out. They were picked up by the Drudge Report, many mainstream media people, about a company called Battle Streets. Babel Streets. They had an app called Locate X. They said, we can draw a geofence around an area, and then based on anybody who comes in here, we can scrape data off of your phone, if you've been in this area. Now, what is being rolled out, they're already talking about how they're going to do this with the Navy, with sailors. This is just like vaccines. They're going to use them as guinea pigs. So they're going to take sailors, and they said, well, we need to have some kind of a proximity device that we could use for that. Well, let's see, what would that be? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we can use a phone. They're going to buy a special device. But your phone already is the proximity device. Then they said, we're going to have something to store it. Well, you know, what could we do with that? Well, they're going to have another device to do that. But your phone does both of those things. It gives them a geolocation, and it also gives them storage. So once somebody goes in, like this report we had out of Tennessee, Owen, where the guy says, well, a friend of mine tested positive, so then they assume that I had it as well. That's the way they're going to get you. That's why you need to have these pocket privacy protectors that we're selling at InfoWars. You need to control that, because there's no way that you can fence off these spies in your pocket, Google and Apple. It came out during the Snowden reports, leaks, and it was covered in Germany because the American press doesn't want to say anything negative about Apple. And what they showed were three slides coming out of the NSA. One of them said, who would have thought in 1984, and they showed the iconic 1984 Apple commercial where they introduced the Macintosh. Who would have thought in 1984 that this would become Big Brother? And they showed Steve Jobs holding up a phone. And then they showed the third slide, and that people would line up to pay for it. And they're laughing at you at the NSA. This has been in the works for a very long time. Geospatial intelligence is the fastest growing area of intelligence. It's been there since the late 1990s. This has given them a way to roll this out and say, well, we're not doing it. So as these stories are rolling out about LocateX and Babel Street, where they could look at your phone, if you were in a particular area, they could trace you back. You had all these reports being done by the monolithic, monopolistic, Mockingbird Press saying, well, we need to have this. They've got this in China. They're going to be better equipped to handle this than we are. This is the beginning of March. And now these people are rolling this stuff out. This was always in the works. It's been in the works for 20 years. They ramped it up before anything was shut down here in America. And now they are pushing it even further. They're going to roll it out to the military people. And, of course, they're going to be the first ones who are going to be vaccinated. But let's talk a little bit about this. We've got a little bit of time here. Let's play that report out of Utah, defending Utah. What they did was they organized flash mobs to go into retail spaces where they're telling people they had to wear a mask. And they're basically challenging that with a flash mob. Here's the report, because after some people infiltrated the group, they started reporting it to the media. They started reporting it to law enforcement. But here's the media's report about that.
But this group called Defending Utah is rejecting that science.
It's not science.
Its members refuse to wear face coverings or social distance. Now, every week, they're flash mobbing local grocery stores. This video posted by the group shows members going inside as if the pandemic is not a threat.
Movie
the spokesperson declined Fox 13's request for an on-camera interview, instead providing written responses to questions. One said, quote, the statewide mask campaign is an attempt by the state to break the population into giving up control of their bodies before attempting further encroachments on our freedoms.
That's right.
It's about it is long past time to draw the line in these small steps in defense of our Constitution. End quote. The group sends text messages warning the planned flash mob, alerting members of the location. And then they meet and go inside without masks, something health experts say puts the entire community at risk.
What a lie.
You know, and see, but that's what's so frustrating about this too, David. There's no, since when do people not live in reality? Like, the world is still out there. Like, there's still a world. There's still grass and trees and clouds and waterfalls and plants. Like, that's still reality. I've been going around the country without a mask, shaking hands, having events, at the gym, playing, like, no spread. It's fake. It's fake. It's so frustrating, David. But like you said, there's the deceptive media. Like, oh, they edit the tape like, oh, you're in a dystopian future where nobody wears a mask. And it's so controversial to want to live in freedom. And they're going against the science. Oh, but meanwhile, they provide no evidence for any of it. It's all just hearsay, media propaganda. And again, they just go along with it. Why? Same old why. They need a job. They're probably in credit card debt. They probably can't afford their mortgage. So they don't give a damn about what they're saying. They've got to get that payment. And if that means selling you a lie about COVID, then line on up, media. Line right up.
Let me give it to you from their perspective, from the people who are doing this. They wrote to me and said, I attended an event done by DefendingUtah.com to flash mob grocery stores to support moms shopping without a mask. So they went to a grocery store in West Jordan, Utah. Said no employee stopped them from shopping. No employee said or mentioned anything about a mask. No one freaked out or overreacted or confronted them about wearing a mask. There were about 30 to 50 of us who attended the event of shopping. The following week, we held another event at Harmon's grocery store in Draper, Utah. We followed the same routine as before. We met at the back of the parking lot. We talked about what our rights were, according to the law. No city ordinance, no county ordinance, no penal code, just an order from our county health officials and our governor. As we were meeting, three police officers from Draper City pulled up in front of the store. And we'll have to give you the rest of this on the other side.
Again, and it just comes out, why are the police officers doing it? Why is it? Because the economy has been sucked dry, and they have to pay off their mortgage or credit card bill or whatever it is. It's America collapsed by design, folks. We're back with David Knight. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There's just so much important stuff happening right now. David Knight in studio with me, Owen Schroyer filling in on the Alex Jones Show. It's just amazing how people are now at the point where they recognize that the mask doesn't do anything, so they just wear it for compliance, but that's okay. They still don't question. And so, David, let's talk about that. And let's also talk about how this MTX contracted with $300 million here in Texas. We've been sold out by our governor, probably compromised by the Chinese, also gave them a very important land grab. David?
Yeah, let's talk about the mask stuff, because I think it's very important. I always say, and I think it's true, you know, we understand the corruption, both parties at the very top. From governor, state level on up. So we have to do something at the local level. These people in Utah, Owen, did something at the local level. And I think it's important to take a look at how they were then subsequently attacked in the press by MSN.com, by the news report that you just saw there, and how they were infiltrated by people who became snitches. This is a Stasi society. You know, we have people who have been honestly gaslighted, turned into obsessive compulsive disorder because of the constant news media. Hearing the same thing everywhere, the same story, because now they've become monolithic. They've got a monopoly. And so they hear the same story everywhere, all these dire predictions and the surges and all this other kind of stuff. The cooked numbers, as Fauci's got it, right? They can create any numbers that they want, and then they scare you with the numbers. And you've got a lot of people who are genuinely scared because they're not informed. But when you push back against this, this is what they're going to do. As I pointed out, when they went to this grocery store for the second time, as they were meeting in the back and they were talking and telling everybody, look, here's the situation. There's no law here, right? And this is repeatedly being done by corporations, the National Retail Federation, not just Walmart. All of these national retail corporations, that includes a lot of grocery stores, are now saying, we're going to enforce masks whether there are government ordinances against this or not. This is the rise of the corporate state to a level that we've not seen before. Yes, there's been a lot of corruption. There's been a lot of crony capitalism, and now it's corona capitalism. And there's been a lot of really, literally fascism, combination of corporations and states. But now it's taking another level. Now these people are really flexing the muscle. They did it first on the internet with the purge of InfoWars off of social media and so forth, saying, this is our private property. Get out of here. Right. And this has been tried in the past. In 1946, Marsh versus Alabama, you had a company town. They told a woman who was handing out religious tracts, you can't do this on the public square. We own this town. We own the public square. The Supreme Court at the time said you can't, even if you own the public square, purge people out because they've got a God-given right of free speech. And you can't take that in the public square. Nevertheless, you've got Jack Dorsey saying 8 times in congressional hearings that Twitter is that the public square is their business model. They're not a mall. They're not a retail store. They're a public square. He said that they are the free speech wing of the free speech party. And yet they presume that it's now their private property and they can kick you off. Now we're taking it to another level. Now we're taking it to the level where these national retailing chains are saying, we're going to kick you out of the public square because we want you to wear a mask. I don't care what your health care choices are. I don't care if you've got any disabilities. You're going to wear a mask or you're not going to come in here and get groceries. And so you have these people in Utah. They said, we talked about this, how there wasn't a legal thing here, but they'd call the police. The manager then informed us, as we're walking toward the doors to go to shopping, we see the manager closing the automatic doors, employees lining the window, watching what was going on. The manager informed us that he could refuse entry and service to anyone for any reason that he sees fit. Now, we'll come back to this, because I think this is the fatal flaw that we cannot accept. And I'll tell you why in a minute. After he stated this, the three police officers tried to brush us aside and to leave, most of us being women with their children. But many of us decided to confront and to talk to these police officers and the store manager. The police threatened to fine us, but our group knew the law. And we answered them similarly to a video of the RonPaulInstitute.org of moms opening up a park. You remember that story? We stood our ground against the cops' threats. We sent the police with no further argument other than this is private property. And that's where it stopped. And then they were demonized. But they found out that they were waiting for them because they had left-wing activists who had infiltrated the group and reported this to the store owner and to the police. And when they look at this and say, well, this is private property, we respect private property. Let me draw an analogy here, Owen, because we've had, if many of you remember, the Walmart counter. And they said, no, we don't serve blacks here. Set at the, and they said, well, we're going to set at the counter anyway. And we said, well, we're not going to allow that because people have no control over what skin color they are. And we're not going to allow you to assert private property ownership in a retail space that's open to the public. And there are a lot of prohibitions from retail being allowed to exclude people, a lot of them, besides race. Some of them are the Americans with Disabilities Act. A lot of people had to do a lot of expensive upfit to their retail space in order to accommodate people with disabilities. And yet we have seen people with disabilities purged out of public parks. A kid with autism purged out of a public park. So at what point do we say that my disability or my health condition or my choice is the basis for you to kick me out of the public square? I think we need to reexamine this. And I think we need to reexamine the assumptions that the internet should be owned by a few technocratic corporations, two or three of them, that claim that they own the entire internet. And that our rights, our God-given rights, are now privileges. It is a privilege to shop, says the National Retail Federation. I don't agree with that.
Well, and here's the problem. We have such cowards that run these companies. Like, I'll use a local example, but I'm sure it translates nationwide. Let's say the local grocery store here, HEB, which has decided you can't go shopping if you don't wear a mask. I quit shopping there as soon as they made me do that. I even shot a video of that confrontation. See, they eat, whether they believe in the mask or not doesn't matter. What they do believe in is their own fear. And so they're afraid of these threats of getting fined. They're afraid of these threats of being shut down. And instead of fighting it and standing up, which will literally make your business go 500% up.
That's right.
They just take a knee and bow and cater because they're cowards. It's like nobody left has a fight. Like, look at Goya. Goya has a fight in them. What happened to Goya? You can't even buy a can of Goya beans because they show they got some fight. Any leaders, if you own a big business or you own a company right now and you're catering to this mass crap, you're going to get mopped up. If you don't fight now, you're going to get mopped up later. Fight now and survive. I don't know. I mean,
that's especially true of the small businesses. The big national retailers, they know that they've got an end because they've been allowed to stay open when they shut down the mom and pops and put them out of business. But if you look at this, especially the mom and pops who are purging people out, like that restaurant that my wife and I went to, you are, as Lenin said, you are capitalists who are selling the rope that is going to be used to hang you. They're going to shut you down. You can't survive at 25% or 50%. You can't survive. And why would you want to survive in a country where a governor or president or a health bureaucrat like Fauci can just shut down the country because they feel like it? This is tyranny. This is not a republic. It's not even a democracy. This is nothing but tyranny that is happening now. And it's not going to stop here. Actor Kevin Sorbo says this is not about a mask. This is about control. So other than organizing mobs, what we need to also do is we need to force their hands on the fraud of this mask. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
And we'll also talk about what comes next for the contact tracing, quote unquote, geofencing folks. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's like saying a fence is going to keep a mosquito out. No, it's not going to happen. So we'll talk about that with David Knight on the other side.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
In the InfoWars World Headquarters, Owen Schroyer, David Knight filling in for Alex Jones. And, you know, I'm just grabbing some coffee during the break, and we got Fox News in there on the break room.
As always.
Yeah, honestly, David, at this point, aside from a couple people on Fox News, I'd rather watch CNN and MSNBC, because at least I know, who, yeah. Like, at least they're honest in who they are. Like, I know they're my enemy. On Fox News, they try to masquerade around and, you know, deceive in very passive-aggressive ways. But, you know, David, something hit me. As I'm listening to this Trump campaign spokesman, just like all the other ones that you see on mainstream news, and it hit me listening to her talk, and I have nothing against this lady. She's probably a kind lady. She's clueless. She doesn't realize we're not in Kansas anymore. And that's the problem here, David. Trump has all these campaign managers that are just DCites, Ivy Leagueites, that just have their fancy glossed up resume with no real foundation, no real guts, no real heart. It's just all presentation. And then when the camera and the microphone is on them, it's just regurgitated talking points. And the only thing in the back of their mind is, how do I get Trump reelected? How do I look good on TV?
Yeah.
And they don't get we're in a war for this country. They don't get it. They are up there just pandering, thinking, oh, if I just say the right thing and I'll look good for President Trump and we can just get him reelected. And they just, it's just like, whew, like the whole world is just whooshing right in front of them and they don't even see it happening. And I'm not meaning to go on this rant because we got to get back to this news, but this is the big problem that we face here. Americans don't realize that the television news is literally fake. They don't understand, like if you come up to someone and you say, hey, the COVID pandemic is a hoax. Oh, they can't even believe it. There's no way all the TV stations would lie to them, David. The TV loves me. The TV cares about me. I grew up with the TV. It raised me. It's my daddy. And so they can't believe it would just lie to them for 6 months straight, even though that's what's going on. And then you have Trump campaign managers going on TV, and they just act like, oh, it's just business as usual. Hey, we're up here. We're going to fix the economy. Hey, Trump's doing a great job with COVID. Who? The Democrats are killing the inner cities. Ah. And it's just like, wow, you got a real nice presentation there with your talking points, and you've just missed the entire thing altogether.
It's also just this, hey, we got to get another stimulus package passed so we can get reelected. And this is what they think is going to be. But what they're doing is they're just kicking the bubble down the road. And, you know, hoping that this thing doesn't blow up on their watch. But it's going to blow up on all of our watch. And it's not about safety or comfort or prosperity. It's about liberty. The founders of this country went through austere situations. They risked their life. They risked their fortunes and their honor for liberty. That's the whole point of the Declaration of Independence. That's the whole point of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It's to protect our God-given liberty. That was to be, according to the Declaration of Independence, that was the purpose of government. You get rid of government that attacks your liberty, and you establish a government that protects it, and they won't protect it. They won't protect it from the corporations. They won't protect it from the Federal Reserve. And when they are focused on safety, as we've seen since 9/11, that is the antithesis of liberty. And now we're at another crossroads because the real risk right now, we can talk about this in a second. I want to say more about, yeah, before we get onto that, let's talk just a little bit more about the mask. Because, you know, Owen, it's not just creating flash mobs. That's a great idea. Understand that just like this group in Utah, the media is going to attack you. They're going to demonize you. And then once they find out you're organizing on some social media platform, they're going to kick you off, even though you got thousands of people supporting you. And so you're going to have to just continue to reorganize about that. But it's also what is going on with travel, because, you know, air travel and travel in general has been hell on earth. Every successive year, they test stuff. And I remember when I first came here to InfoWars, they had just rolled out the false flag of the underwear bomber. You had Kurt Haskell exposing that. And they immediately had the naked body scanners ready to roll out. They're already manufactured and ready to roll out. They're on a Christmas. I mean, no problem. So obvious that they pre-planned this thing.
Hey, I got this product. You know, I want to sell it in mass and make billions, but, you know, we need some sort of event.
Ooh, and, of course, it was Michael Chertoff, who had just been the head of DHS. And now
you sell your product
out.
And we get some more control. That's a nice deal.
Yeah, it kind of worked just like it does with Fauci and big pharmaceutical companies. Nevertheless, when they came around, that was at Christmas time, the following Thanksgiving, we said we're going to have an opt-out protest, right? And we really organized that through InfoWars. And as a result, on the busiest travel day of the year, they just shut down security and they let people walk through. And so they will come back with these types of things, but they keep escalating it. And as people get accustomed to that, they knew that first year that was the hump that they had to get over. If they could keep people from shutting this down in protest that first year, they knew that people would get accustomed to it. It hasn't been another protest since. And so when we look at this and how they're establishing this control here, take a look at what they're doing on the airlines, because I've got other people writing me about this, one, an airline employee, saying, so now Delta is making passengers with medical conditions who can't wear a mask come in an hour earlier than anybody else, but they put them on a phone with a stat MD who is a private contractor working for Delta. And so what he does is he does a quote-unquote examination over the phone, an interview. Now think about this. We've had people come out, the left has done psychoanalysis from afar of President Trump, and of course they did it with Goldwater. That was the first time they did that famously. And so they've now done that psychological analysis of Trump without actually doing a real examination. You've had people look at Biden and say, well, you know, we're going to say that he's got senility. Well, you know, he's got some issues, but we don't know that for sure because we haven't done an examination of him, right? But this is even worse because this is somebody who is talking to you over the phone, and they're going to decide whether or not you have a health condition that allows you to not wear a mask. And these are people who work for the corporation. So the guy says, well, who do you think StatMD is going to side with, the company that's paying them millions of dollars or the passenger who isn't? Delta is intentionally stacking the odds against those passengers with medical conditions. Not only that, but Delta has taken it another step. Until now, they've allowed plastic face shields only as a face covering. Now they're going to go back on that. Why? Because people would actually breathe with a face shield on, but they can't with a mask. Delta wants to make sure the government gets their numbers up. This person is very upset. Because they work on the airlines, and because they have problems breathing. So I said, all right, can we do a mask? No, yeah, first, okay, but now no. And so when we look at this, here's the CBS News. Delta passengers must undergo medical screening to fly without a mask. Get your medical permit from the corporation. Because it's all, as we've seen since 9/11, it's corporations like the airlines that are really the tip of the spear. They're the ones who are pushing through these draconian, authoritarian measures on people when the government doesn't have it. And we've got the New England Journal of Medicine talking about how when they want to force everybody to take a vaccine, the way that they do it, they said, we don't want to have a law because we don't want to have any due process challenges. They want to deny you your due process challenge. So they want to make it rules that are enforced by corporations, and that's exactly how it's going to work. It's going to be rules enforced by corporations. You can't buy, you can't participate in the economy, you can't work, you can't travel, you can't go to school because the corporation says so. And that's how they're going to roll this thing out, Owen.
Which, by the way, see, that's the biggest secret of all. The corporations are, whether wittingly or unwittingly, now the shadow government. Because they're the ones that are rolling this out. They're the ones boots on the ground. And like you said, that's the deep state end around to say, oh, this isn't the government taking your freedoms. This is a private company, and they care about their safety, even though all the data and all the science and all the mandates are coming from the government.
Well, the corporations
are complying.
The corporations are globalists in their outlook. They want to be multinational corporations. They don't want to just be a national chain. They want to be a multinational chain, and they want to work with China. And so they're pushing the China model. It's not just a bioengineered virus. This is a social engineered shutdown that they modeled for us in China, and they're pushing it out, and it's the globalist corporations that are doing that.
You know what? Here's what needs to happen. All the American corporations that don't want to be globalists and sell America down the drain, they need to sign a new Declaration of Independence, like a corporate Declaration of Independence, because that's really all the Declaration of Independence was. It was men who were willing to put it all on the line for freedom. And so they didn't care about the attacks from the media at the time. They didn't care about the attacks from the redcoats. They said no. That's why John Hancock signed his name so big, because he owned all the ports, and it stunned people.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anymore, Sundar. We're aware of your activities trying to muzzle the American people and gaming your search results. Google is evil. Google is evil. Google is evil. Google is evil.
Folks, this is what has to change in America.
Google is evil.
You shouldn't have a bunch of journalists and reporters, many of which who claim to be conservative American patriots, standing by and watching Alex Jones do that. You shouldn't have police in uniform, D.C. police, standing by watching Alex do that. They should be joining him. Another example, when I called out Jerry Nadler for his treason and the Democrat treason during the impeachment hearings, I folks,
literally multiple state representatives were in that hall, sent me messages of support. Multiple journalists in that hall sent me messages of support. Other just spectators who were there were like, oh my gosh, wow, what are you going to do? Get up with me. Get up and shout with me. This isn't, I'm not some like actor, like piece, like pawn that you're just supposed to observe and take pictures of. We are taking action. But it's just like, oh, there's the man in the arena. Ooh, no, join me in the arena. But Alex Jones was right then, and the story's at InfoWars.com. Google search blacklist major conservative websites and new censorship purge. And by the way, another thing they're going with, this was discovered a few weeks ago. Associated Press says that you use lowercase when you say white, but capital B whenever you put black. So as of, about, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks ago, the AP said that's official.
There's a big dispute because the mainstream media is debating how can you best, promote hatred and disgust of white people. Is it if we make them uppercase W or lowercase W? And that's really what the debate is. How do we make white people more hateful, with a capital W or lower W? That's, and so you got some of them are going to do it, some of them are not going to do it. But, you know, AP has been setting the style rules, and by doing that, by setting the terms, you know, oh, you're not pro-life, we're not going to use that term. We're going to call you anti-abortion rights. By doing that type of thing, they have seized the, by letting them set the terms, and of course that's what AP does, and the mainstream media, by letting them set the terms, they seize the high ground of the speech battle.
By the way, I tested this morning, and I'm going to see if I can find my other news story here, but the story at InfoWars.com headline, here's the story from the Gateway Pundit, which I searched exactly, and I know we have this at InfoWars too, I searched exactly this on Google this morning because I wanted to cover this today, and it didn't even show up. The exact headline. The exact
people need to get off of Google. People need to get off of Google.
And by the way, you were reporting too, and I found this out too, as of about a week ago, they've already banned InfoWars from getting linked everywhere. Now they're doing it with ban.video. It's all being run by Google. It's all being run by Apple. It's all being run by China, who has death camps.
And Twitter. Think about the fact that Twitter got hacked last week, right? And all these people's information got hacked. And yet they're telling that when you click on one of the videos that I share on Twitter to take you to ban.video, it pulls up a thing, looks like you're going to a site that's going to put malware on your computer. No, the malware is Twitter itself. It's not what's on ban.video. Twitter is the malware.
No, that's it exactly. And see, but it's the same thing, David. Americans, and it's all by design, because we're not independent anymore, and we have this whole debt fiat-based currency. Americans are so desperate. They have nothing of their own. They don't have savings. I mean, what's the number? It's like 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. I'm not insulting these people. I've been there. I get it. I'm saying it's by design so that you literally can't be free. Like, you can't exist or build a business without Google or Apple or Twitter or Facebook or YouTube. You can't afford not to work, so you take the job as a contact tracer, or you continue to work as a police officer enforcing illegal mandates and mass laws. You don't have a choice. It's all by design. And it all goes back to China. And it all can, you can sit here and the big, because here's the thing. We got corrupt politicians. Of course we do. We've got businesses that have sold out to China. But here's the thing. If the average American isn't going to fight this, if the average American can't see this, it doesn't even matter. They're going to step right into slavery willingly. That's what we're seeing right now with this mask mandate, David.
Well, and it's not just living paycheck to paycheck. It's living government bailout to government bailout. I mean, they're talking about it, how and when they're going to do another stimulus check. And so you've got all these articles from mainstream media. When is the check going to go out? Well, let's see. The Senate comes back in a week, and then they're going to be there for 2 weeks before they go on another two-week vacation, recess, they call it. And so will Mitch McConnell and the Republicans, will they get out your stimulus check or whatever they want to call it, your welfare, your universal basic income check? Will they get it out to you before they go on vacation? Oh, they better do it, or we're going to be very upset about that because we're not going to have any money. And this is the thing, Owen. 30 years ago, I was writing articles about Switzerland. The people in Switzerland didn't even know who the president of Switzerland was because it didn't make any difference to their life. Why did they need it? They didn't need to know that. But now we need to know what the schedule is of the Senate. Why? Because they've got us on a short chain. They've shut down our jobs. They've shut down our businesses. They've shut down the middle class and Main Street. And we have to depend on them for a government handout. They've put the best of us on a welfare system. This is a like the Indian reservations. It's the same thing that they did to the Indians. Everybody's talking about Oklahoma and the Trail of Tears. Well, let me tell you, there's a Trail of Tears in our future. Because they put us on the reservation. This is the same tactic. They took the kids away from them, shipped them back east to be educated by the government. Well, you send your kids to be educated by the government because you want to go to work, because you think that you're going to make more money if both of you are working and your kids are in school. But it doesn't work that way. These people have taken over your families. They've taken over your lives. And they're going to shut you down just like they shut the Indians down. Russell Neen said, and he wrote a book, Where White Men Fear to Tread. And he said, hey, white man, the government, the federal government has violated every treaty they made with the Indians. The treaty they made with you is the Constitution, and they're violating every aspect of that now. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it?
You know, I'm just stunned at the lack of vision in America's leadership, because there's two things to me that are just like, how do you not do this right now? And I just mentioned one of them, and I want to get your take before you sign off here. Corporations need to sign a declaration of independence against China. And they need to come out and they say, you know what, we're diverting anything and everything that we take in from China, and we're going full on American. Here's why: death camps in China, all that stuff. We all know it goes on. And the biggest, loudest company, just like John Hancock, who owned all the ports, put your name right there. And let's see it. Let's see this go down. And guess what? Their businesses will go up. And here's the other thing, David. Look, Trump calls it out every day. These Democrats are committing treason against this country. At the very least, insurrection. They violated their oaths. You've got the smoke and the fog of these riots coming in, and Trump forcing the feds to go in and protect these cities. Well, look, forget about the cities. Send the feds in and go round up Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Go round up Gavin Newsom. Go round up Whitner. Go round up Cuomo. Yeah, yeah, bring them in for questioning. Let's see what they have been involved with all this stuff. But it's just like, we'll just kind of just play the media game and put little sound bites out there and then hope things turn out for the good.
Well, that's a dangerous path to take, because we have to be careful that we don't become the monster we seek to destroy. If we divorce ourselves from the Constitution, and that includes, by the way, the forgotten 10th Amendment. Well, I don't want to see a situation, no matter how bad things are in Portland. I don't think Portland burning down is worth burning down the Constitution. Let them do whatever they want. I don't really care if they roll in their filth. Let them be an example to everybody else of why you don't want to let people like the Portland mayor, like Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, why you don't want to have people like that running your country. I think that would be the best example we could serve. If you're going to start sending in people in camo outfits to snatch people off of the street extrajudiciously, that is a very dangerous path. I've seen that happen in Central and South America in reaction to Marxists. And then what you wind up with is a right-wing dictatorship. And I don't care about debating the difference between Stalin and Hitler. A dictatorship is a dictatorship. The rule of law, individual liberty, the Constitution and Bill of Rights are what we must defend and not sacrifice this for liberty. I mean, for security. We cannot sacrifice liberty and the Constitution for the promise of security. Because guess what? In an authoritarian society, you're not going to have any security. You're not going to have any safety. You're not going to have any prosperity. You will be a slave if you don't have individual liberty. That's the bottom line. That's what we've really got to be careful about here.
And I want to just make it clear. I agree with you. If local leadership wants to see their cities burn to the ground, yeah, and then do it. I'm in complete agreement. I'm just saying, if Trump is going to send in the feds, dealing with the street thugs is not your problem. It's the leadership, and that's what I'm saying. Bring them in for questioning. Hey, why are you violating your oath? Why are you allowing this to happen? Hey, why did you send people into nursing homes? Hey, do you have any relations with China? David Knight, ladies and gentlemen, host of the David Knight Show, every day live on Band.Video from 8 to 11. David, thank you so much.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.